BBC News. Hello, I'm Gerry Smith. A new Prime Minister of Malaysia has been sworn in after a week of political turmoil in which the coalition government collapsed where more than 30 members of parliament defected. Malaysia's king has appointed the leader of the rebellion, Muhyiddin Yassin, as premier. Jonathan Head reports.
The new Prime Minister, Muhyiddin Yassin, was sworn in at the Royal Palace in Kuala Lumpur after Malaysia's constitutional monarch announced that he had sufficient support in Parliament to form a government. But his appointment has been challenged by the veteran leader, Mahathir Mohamad, who, until his resignation earlier this week, had led a multi-party and multi-ethnic coalition of which Mr. Muhyiddin had been a member. Dr. Mahathir says he, not Mr. Muhyiddin, has the backing of a majority of MPs, and he accused the new Prime Minister of betrayal.
Joe Biden has revived his campaign to become President of the United States with a resounding victory in the Democratic primary in South Carolina. The former vice president won more than 48% of the votes, well ahead of his opponents. He was particularly popular with African Americans. Chris Barkler watched his victory speech.
He said that this was a victory and his campaign was for people who had ever been knocked down or counted out. Frankly, he's given some lackluster speeches, but he seemed like a different politician standing behind that podium. And that has come with a vote that has seen him win something like 6 out of 10 of the black votes in South Carolina. He believes that is a significant victory, and of course it could give him momentum going into what is called Super Tuesday. This day whenever something like 14 different states all vote to try and say who they want to be the Democratic candidate.
Australia has recorded its first death from the COVID-19 virus. The 78-year-old man died in a hospital in the city of Perth. He was one of more than 150 Australian passengers on the Diamond Princess cruise ship. The Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani, says his government has made no commitment to free 5,000 Taliban prisoners, as stated in Saturday's deal between the United States and the Taliban. Under the agreement reached in Doha, the Taliban detainees would be released in exchange for up to 1,000 government prisoners. Sukunda Kamani reports.
What happens to thousands of Taliban prisoners currently held in Afghan jails is emerging as one of the first potential stumbling blocks of the peace process. The Taliban want them released before talks begin in 10 days' time with other Afghan political figures. The Afghan government wants their fate to be an item of discussion in those talks, cautious of giving away a key piece of leverage too early. The intra-Afghan talks, as they're known, will be the forum in which a broader ceasefire is discussed.
World News from the BBC.